Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When you are in office, you have to do everything you can to make it easier for people. Yep, right now, Mike, it is a big fat S show out there.
Straight from the pages of the Wall Street Journal. It's an S show.
That was the headline this morning on the old gray lady.
M'lady, the greatest villainess that I believe has ever graced a television screen. This actress's name is Kelly Riley. She's an Irish girl. I think she's British.
British
actress.
Okay, Mike.
As they all are. And no O in front of it.
Oh, okay, just checking.
For years, Billerica was like the capital of Market Basketchusetts. They had one on Boston Road, another one on Boston Road, and also one on Boston Road. But now the one on Boston Road is closed as the landlord won't renew the lease.
I actually cried, and I cried walking down the aisles last week.
That's Peggy, a customer I found at the Market Basket on Boston Road.
So it felt like I lost a part of my family or something.
Maria's worried that all the customers from Boston Road will flood the location on Boston Road.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Are you going to play any other elements?
No, just straight into the shoe.
Because you normally do, right?
Right, it's normally over, but I didn't have a chance to put it on there.
Okay, you didn't tell me that. But that's okay, we can start the show this way.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I got some new music, so we did it last minute. But anywho, I wanted to say hi to everybody listening to our show. Ohio, New York, Decatur, Alabama, Mountain View, Arkansas, Tunica, Mississippi. Tunica. I love that name.
It's a good name.
Robinson, Illinois, San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're happy to have you along on a hump day show, everybody. My ass is kicked. My ass is totally kicked. I have a, I'd like to say hi to Tim, he of the 1% body fat, and he of, I said F you to him today, and I referred to him as a sadist.
Oh, dear.
Because I, you know, after a week of Disneying, I didn't throw caution to the wind. In fact, I don't think I bought a snack in the whole park. I didn't have one snack in the park. I had one frozen alcoholic beverage the last day we were there, and that was it for the entire week.
Now, do
we
have meals? What kind of beverage was it?
It was a iguana Mia like margarita, frozen margarita.
I see, very good.
And then it's just added to the list of Disney stuff, I have to tell you. I asked her if she would put a topper on it because the margarita in and of itself, the sweetness of it is simply too sweet. So I said, could you, you know, spice it up a little bit? And she said, oh, I already rang it in this way. I said, yeah, I'll pay for it. And it was just, it was a thing, and it didn't need to be a thing. And it was a thing because of the structure of what they do. You know, and
the
I
topper
said,
is a great courtesy from a, especially like a tropical setting bartender. And a lot of times.
Well, no, it's not. It's usually, I always pay for them, Rob. So, I mean, it's not a courtesy. It's a add-on. It's an add-on, and I just forgot to do it. Well, I would get them at the topper for the modern alcoholic is quite necessary.
Yes.
Because a foo-foo fruity drink is just not, it doesn't cut it for me. So, anywho, that's really all
you
I
want,
have as far
Mike,
as snacks.
You want a little burn to go with the cold.
When I came to my trainer a month or so ago, an individual who works 4 or 5 doors down from where my wife works.
Right.
And my wife had become aware of this business because they sell food, vegan food that's very high in protein, low in fat, very good for you, and delicious at the same time. I remember the first time she came home, she had a little sample of this like raspberry mousse that they served in there, and it was absolutely phenomenal tasting, and it was really, really cool. And then it gravitated to her going down there and speaking to the owners who is there are two owners. I don't know what their ownership structure is there, but there's a boyfriend and girlfriend, and the girlfriend's a nutritionist, the boyfriend's a trainer. And Carla got really into talking to this trainer about nutrition and body analysis and all that. And then she talked me into doing it. And I went down and talked to her. And she said, really, if you're going to do anything with what you put into your body, you might want to also consider training with Tim, who can do it. And then Tim and I started working together and hit it off really well. And he's a really, really nice guy. He's nice to a point, unless he's training you, you know.
So he's better in social he's better in social circles than he is in the training circles.
I like the guy tremendously.
Uh-huh.
And but you know, I after a week in Disney, where I found myself in the hotel gym one time, doing an arm workout, and any trainer would tell you that's kind of a cop out. So there is a process.
Did
when
the
I went in,
look like a mouse or anything? Was there anything special about the weight?
No, because it wasn't on the property. Remember?
That's true.
All the rubes got mad at me because I was 14 miles away from the happiest.
But
place
I've always
on
found
Earth.
That even when you get in the outskirts of Orlando, they sometimes try to ally themselves with Big Disney. Somehow.
Well, they sell the rat. Everywhere,
the
you know,
rat.
I mean, as far they sell it, you know, in the gift shops, and,
yeah,
places, and there are all sorts of amusement parky things. But downtown is like downtown DC. It's a city. It's a city with some restaurants.
Hustling
it's a city
and bustling.
Well, yeah, it's pretty bustling. And so when I got back there, the first thing he had ever done was have me. Stand up and sit down. He had me do air squats and then another squat where it was kind of a stand up, sit down thing. And I was, I was just as weak as a kitten. My legs were horrible. And then the last thing, and he, you use like a rubber band to kind of stabilize you as you're doing this. And then
you do?
Well, no, that's what I did at the beginning. And then we went down lower, and then we went down even lower, and I put my ass down on this pad that is about 4 or 5 inches off the ground.
Oh, that's, essentially, you're going all the way down, then.
It's a super deep thing, but you stabilize yourself with the band. And when the last time pre-Disney that I had worked out, I don't know how quick the body forgets what it's doing, but right. I guess it's necessary to kind of keep it up week to week.
Yeah.
I had gone down today and I'm holding on to this rubber band and I get my feet all set, grab the rubber band about midway up, and it wasn't cutting it. It wasn't.
Not at all.
And I went down and I started laughing because I went down and I didn't come back up. And it took me a little
so
finagling.
Instead of doing a squat, you just sort of sat on the floor.
You sat on the little 4-inch above the ground pad, and then you have to arrange your hands so that they climb up this rubber band to support your body weight. And the motion itself should be kind of a fluid one to do correctly.
Yes.
And I look like a complete ass. Rubber band man. Thank God for those rubber bands. You know? By the way, use your hand sanitizer because you don't know where those hands of other people there have been.
Oh,
so
yeah,
hand me down my
walking
pain.
There's this film on those resistance bands.
Yeah, they're nasty looking.
You want to say, oh, that's just the chalk that came with the resistance band.
Yeah, they ought to be soaked.
Yeah.
It's, well, you know, like what? They're after each session.
They're just rubber bands. They probably could be disposed of and replaced.
It's a layer.
No.
They're assistance bands.
Yeah, they're assist bands.
Yeah,
so
we're not
they
making
are,
rubber band balls out
well,
of them.
I was going to say
rubber. If I used a rubber band, my ass wouldn't be on the floor. My head would be.
I like the idea of
band. If I used a rubber band, the sound, I'll try to make it with my mouth. The sound would be like, and then I would be, Yeah, it would be like, that's what you would probably.
I should get one of those assist bands. I need all the assistance I can get.
You probably could use strength training more than anybody I know with what you've been through and the fact that it's what I'd recommend. I mean, you do walking, and I think that now that you've lost as much weight, it might be easier for you than you realize with the weight off because I have a lot more weight than you do now. And so it's really. I was just embarrassed, and I said, it's Disney. I blame Disney.
You blame Disney again. Yeah.
I blame Disney for everything because it was so embarrassing.
It is dead skin, though, right? That film? on the resistance bands?
Most dust is dead skin.
It's got to be dead skin.
I think I would say that there's probably oil. Residue, you know, it's like body oil or something.
Okay,
you know,
I always felt.
And
like
I use a yellow one for anybody, and there are probably people that work out. No, a yellow band,
a resistance band,
and there are probably people that are out there going, "Oh, he uses that band. That's the one. That's the James Coco band." You know,
Oscar, after the show, promise me you Google James.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah,
you want have him do it right now.
Yeah,
Google James Coco, image of James Coco.
I'll do it for
That's
him.
The band that James Coco used.
He was very popular in a lot of Neil Simon properties.
Yeah, he was. James Coco. That's the band that not only did they use it for my training, but they use it to offload containers from container ships. That's what they use when they're using me.
In fairness, I should give you a little credit. When I was working out, and I did CrossFit, 5 years ago?
Yes.
6 years ago. Everybody that I respected used bands.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps stabilize you.
It's amazing. Well, there's not a lot of full body shots of James Coco. It's like he focused on his face.
He had a very odd face, too.
There you go, Oscar.
Very round.
Let me see.
Kind of glistening eye.
Oh, yeah. Like that guy's...
He had weepy eyes.
Yeah. Screams the 80s.
There he is.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him.
To James Coco?
No, Tim and Sonia,
yeah.
The nutritionist trainer.
At least you're doing the workouts. I mean,
yes.
Who had 2 months? I thought you would have quit by now.
I thought I would have quit by now, too. I hate it. I don't like going back. I love it when I'm done, though.
Oh, it's the best.
I love it when I go back. That's the what?
I mean, it's the best. Like, I've been walking every day, and there's no greater feeling than when it's over. You don't enjoy it while you're doing it. You're glad when it's over. That's what's
Well, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and it was nice that in your 50s, you started walking again.
That is nice, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. You teed that one up for me. I couldn't.
Oh, I think you might have been on the other hole and walked over to hit it, though.
I hate walking. Anyhow,
I'm a sedentary man.
Well, I mean, you have been, but you're not anymore.
I'm not.
You're going to find outlets. Look at you. I saw you get up.
Yeah.
You're skinny mini now. It's wonderful. So I just was embarrassed, and I'm doing it. And, you know, I don't even think in terms of he had to talk me down from the 30-minute workout because I said, you know, doing this. And he said, and he points at Sonia, who's the bikini bodybuilder.
Yes.
And says those are her workout. He said her workouts might be 5 minutes longer than yours.
Mm.
Okay. It's good enough for me. So
what color is her assistance band?
She doesn't have any. She doesn't need any assistance. I'm sure. I've never seen her work out. I've only been counseled by her nutritionally. But, you know, that's it. So anyway, it's just a week off. You got to keep at it.
You do.
Only for this reason, because it'll be less of a hassle when you come back. When you do anything like that and you take a break from it, you got to keep in that that forward.
You skip one, you might as well skip two. That's it builds on itself.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It does suck. But I told Oscar when I came in, you had stepped out for a moment, Rob, and I told Oscar he just kicked my ass today. He totally
I came in on the tail end of that.
I was like, did you play golf today? No.
No. I hung out with my favorite human being, and we popped around, got him a plastic screen cover for his phone, and got him a bicycle helmet. And other than that, we drove out to see the car museum, but I took the first exit, not the second one, so we were short of it. And I realized that, and by the time I realized it, we were too far away. So I said, what can I do this morning to be of interest to my son? And I see Charlotte County Corrections. And I said, oh, hey, Michael, you want to go see a prison?
How'd it go? Do you like
Dan?
It?
Hey, they didn't let us in the... I went all the way to the gate, and hey, go figure. The cars have to be pre-approved to get through that gate.
People are breaking out these days.
That's exactly
I wasn't quite Michael's age, but my dad took me to see Rahway in Carteret, New Jersey, which is... A legendary prison, yeah.
Take it. Rahway's lived up. That's hard time. That's max security right there.
I had pictured is you saying, oh, Michael, I missed the exit. How about instead of seeing beautiful classic cars, Daddy buys you a helmet?
So we went by and we saw the, you know, the razor wire and all that stuff that they had on the top, and it's out in the middle of nowhere down here in West South Florida. And
did you explain that if his grades don't stay up?
How do you get there?
Easy to get in.
Rahway?
You know, he's a cool kid in a way. He's intuitive where he says things that are kind of neat. Like he said, "Dad, I am never going in a place like that." And it's just to hear that coming from an 8-year-old is
that's great.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So,
Robert said that once. I said, "I don't know."
Not get happy.
Yeah, don't get happy. DGH. So, pretty good little Wednesday morning, and then I dread it. And then when I'm walking out, soaking wet, I feel pretty good, but not happening fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. As far as muscle development, you know, when you think about all the years of waste, that which is used develops. That which is not used. Weights.
Atrophies.
Away.
Atrophies.
Atrophies. Anyway, let's bring in our talking head, shall we?
No, it's not today. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, you sent it to me today, so I thought
it was
today.
I wanted you to have it for tomorrow. I'm sorry about that. I should have been clearer. It was complete, and I wanted you to have it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Wednesdays, though, usually, right?
No, we've gone back to Thursday.
Yeah, it's always Wednesday.
No, we've gone back to Thursday since I've been back.
What?
No.
No.
I believe the last time we had one was a Thursday because of a time schedule.
One time we did that.
Well, my apologies for being unclear. I just want to be prepared for tomorrow's talking head.
But it's
All right. I have a new rule.
Okay.
Okay, John Pop.
Yeah.
You know, I know you like to get all your stuff done early and finished. Just get it to me in real time. That's all right. Like spots the morning of and stuff. It's just easier for
I could be wrong. Did you guys switch to Thursdays when I was out?
No, we did it. We had it on Wednesdays because of Nikki. Diamond was Thursday.
We stacked. I don't know.
And then
we're back. I'm not concerned about it.
Do you
I'm
want fine. It Wednesdays or Thursdays? I just want to be clear. I thought it was Wednesdays.
I want it when I get the when I wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If we're gonna pull back the curtain, and you have a talking head on my computer, I assume we have a talking head on the show. That's how it works. You don't do it a day in advance.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. It does. Yeah, that's it.
Is it the fog of war that got you?
How do you mean?
I don't know.
That's right.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
I'm shocked that with authority he said it's Thursdays. And I'm like, I must have missed that show.
No, he was doing what he does.
It was a Thursday.
We didn't make it. There was no meeting. There was no communication.
Pony,
there
did we miss no something? Feel free to help your brother out or hurt him.
No, I think... I think that this is a miscommunication having to do with sending the paperwork a little too early.
Yeah, I did send the paperwork too early.
But what day do we usually do the talking heads? Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
I remember us doing that on Thursday because it's usually the last show of the week before the bonus show.
Mm. I would love listeners to weigh in because they'll tell us.
We moved it to Wednesday when Nikki Diamond was
appearing on Thursdays.
I don't
care what we do. I don't care. Absolutely. It matters not to me at all. I really could care less when we do it. It's one of my favorite segments, and it's always a pleasure. And, I'm happy. I'm happy to have the guest on. I like it. You know what? Now that I'm thinking, though, I saw it. I'm like, oh, great. Wednesday we have a talking head, so I'd prefer whatever's easiest for you.
No matter what, it's the same. So if Wednesday is what you like, Wednesday it shall be.
Okay. Whatever you want, Mike. It's your show at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, no, we've been doing it for a long time on Wednesday, correct?
We did for the entire football season. Yeah,
but no, up until the last few weeks, I'm almost positive. Well, no, that'd be crazy.
Football season ended, and then I almost died. And then there was no talking heads while I was out. And then we came in. And I think the last one was a Thursday.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll check the tape.
We'll do it Wednesday. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it
live. I'll no longer send it early. I know this.
Todd Bear has been with us since...
No, Mike. 19... No, we're not doing that.
Sorry about that.
You're going to like this guy, though. He's very cool.
Hey, all right. Since I have a few minutes, I really just wanted to get this off my chest if
please.
I can. All right. In order to do that, I might as well get an updated news feed that I read every day. I read a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But, as far as this is concerned, I really wanted to make sure I get this right. You know that over the weekend, we participated in a March for The Lives, March for Our Lives with gun control. They had I did not hook up with Adam Sternberg. There was one that started down here in Fort Myers, down at the courthouse. I didn't talk a lot to Adam, but I don't know whether he attended the one at Parkland, but I believe he did, and very active. Originally started from the kids over at Parkland after another mass shooting. And because the mass shootings have come so frequently after Uvalde, even then, we've gotten more of them. There has been movement. And so when I heard that certain people in the Senate that normally would vote against anything to do with gun control, I was taken aback because I said, you know, this is a big deal. If there is movement, and it's just, you know, so I get the first news story right now. Fed raises interest rates. Yeah, big story.
Yep.
Anthony Fauci. Test positive for COVID. Mm. Two Southern California police officers killed while trying to protect a family. Suspect in Buffalo massacre, blah, blah, blah. Trump and the primaries and how his candidates did. And it goes on and on and on. And there was nothing about the gun control situation. And I had read yesterday briefly that there was movement in the Senate where there might be bipartisan legislation, no matter how small, to put in some measures for gun control, which I thought would be just pretty amazing if, you know, if we did that. And so I'm looking right now. And
you don't see a thing.
Yeah. Lead, the very latest an hour ago from CNN, the lead GOP negotiator on gun safety expresses concern over lingering issues as lawmakers race to finalize deal. We'll see. But here's the problem. This should be top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is what people should care about. Yeah. Not Amber Heard being in, you know, interviewed by Savannah Guthrie. You know, not how Donald Trump's team did in the primaries. It should be top of mind, and it's not. And this is why when we had Reed Galen on, and he said the thing that they hate in the Senate is making the phones ring. Our attention span is so short in America, and our media is at fault, too, for not putting this on the front burner. Yeah, of course Ted Cruz is skeptical. He's going to always be skeptical. He's in the NRA's pocket. That's fine. But if any, this is when we have an opportunity. If there are senators from both sides of the aisle that are coming together, it ought to be big news. It ought to be screamed from the highest mountaintop, and it ought to be celebrated that there's something bipartisan that might come through. And if they're needing a last-minute nudge, for Christ's sake, put this on the top of every newscast. But you don't do that because you don't give a shit in the media. You don't. And this is why we – look, I know there's culpability for us as Americans. But I'm also saying that if you're not going to cover this as a big thing, of course they're going to know that they can get away with it. Because all, and you're, by the way, you are playing into the hands of everybody that slams the media when they say the only thing you give a rat's ass about is watching families cry and watching SWAT team members stand outside of school, when this is the stuff that might prevent some of that from happening, even if it's a tiny little measure. Yeah. But no, they don't care because it's not sexy. So this, by the way, when I complain about the NRA and pro-gun people that think their guns are going to be taken, when I get angry about that, when I say we need legislation so that a mentally deranged 18-year-old can't walk in with his little brain and buy an AK-47, I mean it. But I also think we need to point fingers at the news divisions of these corporations that just want to sell.
Yeah.
It's just, if you really want to nudge these senators, you scream that. You give them pats on the back. You say, wow, this is great. Give credit where credit is due to these bipartisan members of the Republican Party that are getting together. And this is what I don't get. This is why I think that we don't focus on it, because we are so conditioned to only focus on the latest disaster or the latest negativity, when I don't care that there are concerns over some lingering issues. I think if you made this as important as the January 6th hearings, you would get movement in the Senate. They need to be pushed. They're not brave people. They're not. They're politicians. They go with the wind. They go with what they think will enhance their brand. So if you make their brand enhanced by participating in this, by making them heroes for doing this, and I'm not talking about heroes. I think I'm talking about just giving them an attaboy. Everybody needs an attaboy. So that's what I wanted to say. I'm sorry that, I'm not trying to be all anti-gun stuff. I'm just saying.
I'm curious about one thing.
When you get Republicans and Democrats that are on the cusp, perhaps, of getting together to do something that hasn't been done for a very long time, I think we need to celebrate it while we got people in the streets out here in Florida and Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. and all over the country. I just would love to see
some accountability.
Credit given, you know. I mean, and it's accountability to a degree, but if they're moving towards it, you give them the
give them a call. I'm curious,
Mike, because whether or not they like it or whether or not they actually intend to do it, all the news outlets are setting agendas. And what they cover is what we talk about because that's what we see. Do you think either on purpose or even maybe even subconsciously, they find divisiveness a sexier story than coming together?
Of course they do. Yeah. That's the drama. Everybody likes conflict.
Right.
You know that.
And it frustrates me.
Nobody likes it when we're getting along. It's when we fight.
Fight.
And if I can get one more little political thing off my chest, it is an issue for Joe Biden to run for a second term.
Yeah.
It is a big issue. Yeah. And Democrats, mark my words, I traveled from down here two hours up the road to Sarasota to listen to Joe Biden speak when he was speaking a few years back in another presidential election. I like Joe Biden. I think he's a sweet guy. I think he's a good man in his heart. I really do believe that. At the same time, I don't know if his brand of 80 is the similar brand that you see of other people who are 80. I play golf with a lot of people in that age group every day. And I guarantee you, there are certain ones that you cannot tell. And I am gobsmacked when I find out. Then there are other ones that I go, you're 78? Well, that's a hard 78, right?
Yeah. Unfair. And I'll tell you why.
That I'm being unfair?
Yes. The comparison of a Southwest Florida 80-year-old at living their best life than the president of the free world with a schedule that is tighter than any 30-year-old, on M Street.
I don't think you're understanding my point, Oscar, because what I'm trying to say
the physicality?
Is, no, I'm saying that what the point I was trying to make, and maybe I didn't make it effectively, was that there are 80-year-olds and there are 80-year-olds.
Yep.
And there is a vast difference cognitively, physically. There are people, we tell a story in my family that my mother's mother was an old lady when she was 55.
Yeah.
She had white hair and she sat in her chair and she looked out. And there are people like that all over there. Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The schedule? The work. Think about it for a second. When none of your time is your own, where you wake up every morning and you have every waking minute accounted for, and you're busting your ass every day. It's a grind. And I think he's his press secretary was saying to I forgot who interviewed. It might have been Jake Tapper on CNN was interviewing or asking about it. His schedule is arduous, and he has to go around. But I'm just saying. The reality of the strain of the office, I am not here thinking that it should not be an issue on the table. It very well should.
But wasn't it an issue for the last president?
It was an issue for the last president, and it was it's been a massive issue on the other team. And I think in many cases, a BS issue from the other team. I don't think, but that the
well,
fact
they said
that
Hillary
they've been
didn't have it, right?
they were saying that he's he has dementia, he doesn't know where he is. It's completely
but they
bullshit,
the same
you know?
Thing. With
I mean,
Hillary
it really
Clinton.
Is. What's that?
With Hillary Clinton.
Look, it's always, that person can't even handle this. Mm-hmm. It's either, what I'm saying is, though, is that you have to put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the interviews, I've seen him on Jimmy Kimmel. I think that. It's something that is open for discussion. Am I one of the people that's going to say there's no way he should run? I don't know. I think it should be something that should be looked at.
A lot of this was examined when Reagan was first nominated.
Absolutely.
And certainly when he was reelected.
Right.
And I think we've come a long way in the aging spectrum since then.
And they have said, they said back, and I'm old enough to remember back with Ronald Reagan, and we have to break pretty soon.
Yeah.
Back with Ronald Reagan, they said also that his second term, second half of the second term, cognitively,
yes,
there may have been issues.
Weren't you reporting with where he had it for the Daily Planet when the assassination attempt happened right outside the Hilton?
I was in a grocery store. I believe it was a Safeway in Herndon, Virginia, when that happened.
I thought you were spinning records at the Hilton Club in that hotel. I thought you were DJing there.
I was out in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., and I was going to my job at WOHN in Herndon, Virginia.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What were
whatever
you
year that was. You should see what year that was.
It was 81,
was
probably, wasn't it?
I was still in Bolivia.
I was still at American University.
It sounds like you guys are establishing alibis. I was running around D.C. with a gun. That's what I was doing.
Didn't they just let go Hinckley?
Yeah.
Didn't they let him out or
Hinckley,
something like that?
Hinckley.
What?
Hinky Hinkley. That's where, you know, and then when you get me on the judicial system, that's when I think the judicial system's a little effed up.
Well, that's when you know? Like, that's when
where you
plan,
can
don't
do
you
that
plan like
just,
a key of Coke in Hinkley's locker? Like, you're like, I don't know how he did this, but we just got to keep him.
March 30th, 1981 is when he was shot.
March 30th, 1981.
You were probably buying Easter candy.
I was going to work. I was going to work at WOHN.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to report it in between spinning the country hits?
No, I don't think so. We might have been WVBK. I don't think we were VBK yet.
We interrupt this Tanya Tucker record to bring you breaking news.
I'm not sure, you know. Oscar, in those days, my career was moving at such a pace that I didn't stay in one location for long. All right? It would be very simple. You know, spin a few records, talent recognized, up the ladder, just keep going. Yeah. Now, it wasn't like that at all. I wish it was. So getting back to where I
was
with the news and all of this, please reward cooperation. Reward, and I'm talking to the media here, reward compromise.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Rob. Divisiveness probably sells.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know. But I think that when you get an you know how rare the opportunities are to celebrate a meeting of minds in the United States Senate?
Yeah.
It is extraordinarily rare.
It hasn't happened since COVID.
I don't think it has even close. And so if you get a chance like that, and when I read that, you know, that there is lingering issues, that makes me think, oh, it's the seventh story down on the page. It's
right.
Not they're gonna slide. If they think that, I think they're gonna say F it. If I'm wrong, by the way, you'll hear it here. If they come together, no matter what the idea is, if there are some measures to help prevent people from dying, I'm going to stand up
here
and applaud.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do. And then I'm gonna go to my trainer and not be able to stand up. That's all we have.
Did the Senate vote on that? Did they vote on the assistance band?
Oh, yeah. You might want to give them a thicker band. Thank you.
Thicker,
greasy band here.
Gross.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. And stay tuned tomorrow for our Talking Head segment.
Yes.
We'll be right back, everybody. I like baseball.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
I'm having a lot of trouble with Little League. I'm watching this other coach. He's loud. But the thing is, the kids are doing what he says.
First base, second base, third base, home.
Go to second. Go to second.
Second base.
Tell him to go to second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
It's not about the winning and losing at this stage, but at least come on.
There's no crying in baseball.
I'm trying to control it.
Catch all the exciting action of TMOS all season long in 5K.
Holy cow.
On Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Alexa, TikTok, and at MikeOmeraShow.com.
How about that?
I want to win.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm that dad. I should chill out. I got it under control, though. That makes me think back to baseball season. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. With so much in the news about the housing and mortgage industry lately,
yes,
how can you ever keep up with the changes? And Who do you know to trust?
Yeah.
Well, my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the only mortgage experts I recommend when it comes to a home purchase or a refinance. Rates change daily. A lot going on in the world
right
of interest
now.
Rates.
Yeah.
New loan products come out. Lending guidelines are updated. You don't want to be left in the dark. Cornerstone First Financial has set themselves up for success by offering the lowest rates, ease of loan process, and of course, their white glove concierge service to help you with any mortgage situation. Their years of experience in customer service and rate guarantees make you wonder why anyone would go somewhere else. Call Cornerstone First Financial. Do it today. The number one choice of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and not a lot of people were watching Squid Game thinking, man, I wish this was real, and I wish it was happening to me.
Yes, exactly.
But for anyone who was thinking that, you can have your chance.
Ooh.
Isn't that exciting?
Boy.
Without the killing, Netflix is creating a real-life Squid Game competition.
Is it hosted by Richard Karn?
If
it's a blend of Wipeout and American Ninja Warrior, this could be a winner.
And Holy Moly, the miniature golf game.
Let me see what Netflix is saying of creating the show. They're hyping it as the biggest reality competition ever. It's called Squid Game The Challenge, and it'll have 456 players competing in a series of games for the chance to win, $4.56 million.
Yeah, one person.
Wow.
Right? Because those numbers are notable because there were also 456 players in the fictional show, and the total prize in South Korean currency was 45.6 million, billion won.
Juan.
Sorry, Juan. Yeah. That's
like
more
Oscar's
than 38
brother.
Million.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
Like Oscar's
Juan.
Brother, Juan.
Juan. Santana.
That's more than 30. It's W-O-N, Rob. That's more than 38.
I don't think so, Mike.
$38 million. I think it was Thursday.
That is a conjuring, by the way.
Netflix claims the $4.56 million payout for the new show is the largest lump sum cash prize in TV history.
Sounds right.
There aren't many details on how the show will work other than it will be a massive competition and social experiment. If you're interested in joining Pony, you can apply at squidgamecasting.com.
Hi, I was wondering if
what was that, Pony? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said that's easy. Thank you.
That's easy.
It's easy.
My name is Bloom. Matt Bloom.
He's pretty wiry. He knows how to put together a couple bunk beds, I'm sure.
I'm gonna wait until they do a reality contest show based on Russian Doll.
Russian Doll.
I'll do that.
That's one of your favorite shows,
right? I loved it. Yeah, it was so hard to understand.
It's hard to resist the urge to buy concert tickets immediately after they're put on sale. Rob, you've negotiated this very, very recently.
Yes.
You really want to see the act, and you don't want the tickets to sell out, but maybe it's not the best approach. I welcome your feedback on this.
Okay, what is it?
FinanceBuzz.com has a new report which investigated pricing patterns on the secondary market. We got John Mulaney coming down here. Thank you, listeners, for tipping me to the fact that he's going to be at the arena right down here, which I'm excited about. So StubHub is your SeatGeek, StubHub, Vivid Seats. They looked at tens of thousands of ticket purchases and made some observations. Basically, they say it pays to wait.
It did for me, for McCartney, very much.
Concertgoers spend 33% less than average on tickets when buying them on the day of a concert.
Aha.
And 27% less than the average the day before.
I bought the day before, and it was a significant savings, and I actually watched the prices drop that whole week. But here's the deal. I didn't want to risk being shut out, and we did check for a second ticket on day of, and they were sold.
Mm.
So I think a lot of people jumped 2 days out.
Can't wait.
So people have known about this.
I think so.
I don't. I bought, a Bridgerton extra ticket, couldn't sell it. I ate that, and now I've got Chris Rock coming up in October. No regrets, but I'll probably forget about it and not go.
October, he's coming to town?
Yes.
And Mike, it's Rocktober.
Rocktober.
Rocktober. For music festivals, the best timing to buy passes was just under 2 weeks before. Prices were 30% below average 13 days before the festival, and 24% below average 12 days out. It may feel stressful to wait until the last minute, but a lot of people do it. According to the report, 25% of the concert and festival tickets that are sold on the resale market are bought in the final week leading up to the event. I know that from selling my baseball tickets, too. You get closer, you want to get rid of them, people
are
going,
didn't you feel icky, like meeting someone outside of the concession stand?
No, I did the electronic, always.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I use StubHub.
I thought you used to show up with like a butcher knife and make that transaction.
No, I would. When I bought tickets, this is way, way back, yes. Especially back when the Red Sox used to play at the old stadium. Mm-hmm. And it was great because you had little grandmas that are walking the street. I got on the dugout same day face value
day. Okay.
And face value back then was $20.
Mm.
Wow.
And I was a very, very happy camper.
Although you can't buy festival tickets for the D.C. What is it? Something's Happening on the Water Festival. What is it called, Oscar? The big music festival that's coming to D.C.
It's this weekend, right?
It is this weekend.
Yeah, Pharrell.
And as of this morning, DC has not granted all the permits, and they have not also announced the lineup and the days that it's happening.
Rob, right here in the studio, I know you wanted to ask some questions. We have the Merriweather Post Pavilion spokesperson, and I know you wanted to ask
something
him how
water.
Things were going. Go ahead, fire away. He's right here.
All right, hey, Merriweather Post guy, I was wondering, do you have a lot of good organization plans in place for this festival?
So far, we haven't been able to get everything dried out.
Didn't they have the big flood up there?
Isn't that what? And you know what? The thing about Merriweather Post, and I'm sure every big city has a pavilion like this outside of town.
Yeah, right.
In the best situation, Merriweather is horrible. Mm-hmm. And when there's flooding scenarios and people are like sliding down the hill and there's water cascading under the dome, it's horrible. It was horrifying to look at.
A correction, just the Something in the Water, I don't know where you got your information, but I don't know about the permits, but it's the June 17th, it's Juneteenth, right? It's
right.
A celebration, 17th and 19th. They have a lineup.
They do, but they haven't announced the actual day of lineup, like the schedule, as of this morning.
Well, I mean, if you got tickets, you're still going, right?
Well, you want to be able to go to the right thing.
But you won't be able to see Halsey.
Sorry.
They really messed that up.
We blow a lot of money on wasted food, and a lot of it has to do with bogus Best Buy days. So someone talked to an expert, and here are a few foods you can still eat a week or more after the Best Buy date has passed.
Oh, the date that's on the container. I thought you were talking about the electronics store Best Buy.
No, this is the best if consumed by
understood,
this date.
Understood.
I have seven. Milk. If it passes the sniff test, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Milk is usually fine to drink up to a week after the date on the carton. Eggs, you can almost ignore the date because they're good weeks longer than that. If you're worried, try the float test. If an egg floats in water, throw it away.
Okay. I didn't know what you were checking to see if it could float.
Sounds fecal, doesn't it
does,
for some
it
reason?
Does. Oscar, how's your temperature?
I'm floating.
Pasta. Well, Jesus Christ.
It's dry pasta?
This is where they lose me with these. It's perfectly okay to eat up to 2 years after the day. Yeah, it's dry. It's like a stick.
Yeah. This tastes no good. How old it is?
I had my first real meal yesterday in some time. You know, always healthy.
Yeah.
I bought wings, and Shannon was disgusted with me.
Attaboy.
I said, I got to get something. I can't eat chicken soup every day.
Wings might have replaced French fries as my last meal food.
Really?
Well, there's so much better for you. There's so much better for you. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
It's not a carb.
Okay, very good. Cheese.
Cheese.
Hard cheese is like cheddar lasts a long time. Even if there's mold, you can cut it off. I didn't know that. I throw cheese out if I see mold.
I know, Mike, if you eat a lot of hard cheese, you will not pass the float test.
I remember my mom said, eat around it. I said, are we poor?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's the protective ice. Wasn't that from Mother?
Mother, yeah. Right. She says, I have this wonderful cheese. It's from Switzerland.
That's the protective ice.
Yeah, under the sherbet. You want some sherbet? Mother, I don't want any sherbet.
In fairness, I was a brat, and it's easy, right? You just chop it off and then move on.
Right.
Well, cheese is, like blue cheese, is based on mold.
It's already mold.
So, you know, soft cheeses like brie are different, so those dates matter.
They do brie.
Dry ingredients, flour, sugar, salt, pepper, baking soda, they last a really long time as long as they don't get wet.
Yeah.
Bagged salad, Well, bag salad gets nasty after a while, yeah, right?
It's almost nasty when you buy it.
No,
but bag salad ignore the dates. The they say as long as it looks okay, it's fine.
You can freeze bag salad.
And no, don't canned freeze food. Lettuce. Never freeze lettuce.
Don't listen
canned,
to me.
Canned food, a lot of canned stuff can last up to 2 years past. Longer than that, I would think, past its expiration date, especially soups and vegetables.
Mike, don't throw out that can of hominy. It's still good.
In the Santana household, if it's the decade, it's still good.
Really?
Yeah.
The decade.
Yeah, like we're not throwing away you can ask my mom. Like,
as a rule, Oscar, here's a guidepost for you. If the can doesn't have a UPC label on it, if it doesn't have the bars, it's too old. Throw it away.
No, but if it's within the decade, I think we're still good, right? That's what, just in case a nuclear winter comes.
Tastes a little coppery. I don't know. That's interesting.
Tomato copper bisque.
The newest TikTok challenge. Are you guys aware of the tortilla challenge?
No.
A lot of videos
oh,
on
I know this.
TikTok.
I know this.
The internet.
Bitcoin. You need at least two
Oscar,
people.
Just playing along, or what are you doing? You are not
the internet.
There you go.
Two tortillas, and you basically just slap each other with the tortillas. But here's the twist. You have to take a drink of water first and hold it in your mouth. The first person to laugh and do a spit take loses. This sounds like a stupid challenge to me. Most people don't
hilarious.
Last long. They can get one or two slaps in before somebody laughs. I guess it would be funny.
The best one I watched.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was three, like, just, they looked like they were cousins. They might have slept
cousins.
Together. Mm-hmm. And they were standing in a trifecta, like we're sitting here in the studio.
All right, devil's triangle.
And the person that was trying to slap the person in front of them, they were taking turns, like, swung back so wide, they ended up slapping the person that wasn't supposed to be slapped yet. And
that person didn't have water in their mouth.
They did. They all had water in their mouth.
Oh, they all had water in their mouth.
So then that person ends up spitting all over them, and then they spit all over each other.
They weren't prepped.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know that a tortilla is the best thing. I would use a flank steak.
Oh, that'll hurt.
Yeah, it would
hurt. That'll hurt big time.
But also cure a bruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll soothe.
Put it on your eye.
Yeah.
And now a little something something. We finally got to it. A bunch of Coors Light just got pulled from shelves in the Midwest. After people were getting cans of slime instead.
Oh.
That's the word that people are using to describe it. A few different videos are making the rounds. When they pour it out, it comes out like syrup. Some people compared it to snotty drool.
Mm.
That sounds attractive.
It was your old DJ name, wasn't it?
Say a snotty drool. I'll be with you right up until the midnight hour. Tony Coulter coming in after that, everybody.
Oh,
snotty drool with you. It's been happening with Keystone Light, too. So cases that are, they're pulling those as well. Miller Coors, I guess they merged, put out a statement that said they're aware of a, quote, quality issue, but they're not using the word recall because they claim there aren't any health risks. They say all the slimy beer in question came from the same bottling plant in Trenton, Ohio, near Cincinnati. So only stores around that area are affected, and anyone who gets a bad batch can return it for a full refund.
Nice.
Or you can just stop by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where they will pour it on your chicken and waffles.
Hey,
there you go. Yes, sirree. It'll be okay.
Love that big red machine, Mike.
This is not the best syrup I've ever had, Jimmy.
Anywho, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, brah, it's me, California Twit.
What are you doing here?
When I'm not paying $47 for a gallon of gas, I get all of my Twitch needs from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and have your essentials delivered to the East Coast or the Best Coast or anywhere in between.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I loved my relief band when I was in Disney because the motion, except for that one ride I talked about, was fantastic. If nausea is getting in the way of enjoying life's important moments, going on rides, or you're dealing with a medical issue where you're being treated and you're getting nauseous because of the medication, chemo, going out on the water if you want to go out on a fishing trip, it's so wonderful. I don't remember the last time I went on a fishing trip where I didn't have a little motion sickness. I just react to it that way. When I took the relief band out and went fishing and caught a big cuda with my son.
Yeah.
I felt not only great while I was out there, and we had some 2-foot rollers out there. It was really kind of a choppy day. And I used to come back from being on a fishing trip, and I'd still have that rolling going on.
Yes.
On the dock. That didn't happen either. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. 100% drug-free. It's non-drowsy and zero side effects. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal that your brain is sending your stomach. And now, for when you hit the high seas, they have the Relief Band Sport. It's waterproof, and it has interchangeable bands and extended battery life. You can even attach it to your Apple or Android watch. So, if you are finally taking that summer trip that's been on your calendar since 2020, I got good news for you. Right now, you can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar has been very excited to talk to us about the disaster cryptocurrency.
Everybody relax.
Oh, that. So I don't know what tact you're taking, so you want me to set it up differently?
Don't you see, Mike? Potter's not selling. Potter's buying.
Yes, George, you're worth more dead than alive.
Well, I always like to gauge people's interest and in if they want to talk about this or they want us to talk about it, if they actually reach out with private messages. They're like, hey, what about this? What about? And you know this, Mike. People, even especially with Disney, right? You've probably had a ton of private messages. I agree with you. You should have done this, et cetera. Right. I haven't had this many crypto questions in the past 3 weeks, in I would say since the boom when it actually went to like 65,000 at one point for Bitcoin.
What would it be right now?
Bitcoin's roughly $21,000 at this point. Really? One Bitcoin. If we're
so
just
that's
gonna
about
use that as
Mike,
the,
about 67%.
Yeah, 60. It's almost 70% implosion.
Yeah. But other than
is it like stocks that you just hang on if you
bought
it?
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that this is a speculative asset. And mind you, I am not a professional. Do not listen to me. This is just my personal thoughts. If you listen to me, prepare to lose your money. I'm just saying that from day one, if this is something you wanted to play in, you know, you got to diversify your portfolio, your investments. But as I told Mike, I said, if you invest in this, think about it as a 10-year plan. Where's it going to be in 10 years?
Do you own any Bitcoins right now?
Oh, no. I own fractions of Bitcoins.
Sure. Slivers.
I own a fraction of Bitcoin.
Yeah. I don't own a full Bitcoin.
When we had Coinbase on.
That's right. So all of the crypto outlets are hurting. And the majority of the economy, I was on a call today and they said, now, I'm not really worried about, Biden and the economy because it's the economy. This is a byproduct of stimulating, the stimulus that came from the last fiscal, from all the fiscal decisions that came in the prior administration, which had to be done to save Americans' their livelihood. So this is something we were just going to deal with, right? What does that mean? If you're
what does
in,
it mean? Because I'm looking at, I'm signing.
If you're in
right
cryptocurrency,
yes.
You're down so far. It depends on you want to cut your losses, cut your losses. If you're holding this long term, hold it long term. Those are my thoughts.
You think it will bounce back?
I think that there's enough people and there's enough interest, especially with Bitcoin and Ethereum, that that eventually there will be another surge.
I think people are going to hold on to it until they understand what it is. Because
well,
I don't think
Mike's,
anyone
Mike's
knows
in a good
what
spot.
It is.
He can't even remember how to log in, you know?
His password
I'm sorry,
is
I'm doing it right
bit
now.
_ yeah. Coin.
Oscar, please don't F me with this advice.
No, I just wish they'd...
But I remember...
I wish some of these people would figure out a you know, an intuitive way to get to your information instead of this antiquated text me a code BS.
Two-factor?
That's not antiquated. What do you want? Modern.
Yeah, this is that's next gen.
I don't care.
That's why I put all my money in FERS.
Like, so I have some funds in Ethereum. Not too much exposure. Not a lot of money, right? Because that's just not how I roll. But not enough to be like, oh my God, it's curtains.
Yeah. Oh, Mike just sighed.
Is it curtains?
Oh, God. Yeah, I've got like less than half of what I started with.
You know, yeah, played averages. That's where we are.
Yeah.
You just hold on to that.
It's down 2.95% today.
Today.
Yep.
But
down again.
I remember when I was having a separate conversation off air, Rob,
yes.
Mike and I were, and Carla jumps on the phone and says, what about Solana? This other altcoin that's out there. And I said, please, everyone that deals with all those other coins, that's not Ethereum and Bitcoin, I have no idea what they're selling.
Like the one that Matt Damon backed?
It's like black magic for me.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it.
Hocus.
I just see a lot of sad and happy faces. And unless you're going
to
trade it on a regular basis, you don't know.
I have no choice but to stay where I am now.
Baby.
I mean, it's just like... Well, it's like, oh, so people are blowing you up over this Bitcoin thing?
Ask me what my thoughts are. These are my thoughts. Just got to hold them if you can.
It makes sense.
All right, well, let's bring our talking head in. Todd Baer.
No, that's tomorrow.
Sorry.
Tomorrow.
Sorry about that. I apologize. I don't know. I think that it's, here's the problem.
Do you see people, it's not fair to blame the Biden administration for the current economy.
Well, but that's what we do in America with the division. We're going to blame, and by the way, I think that it's incumbent when it comes to consumer goods to be fleet of foot and anticipate financial emergencies when they're coming up so that you can cut them off at the pass.
Right.
And when you're talking about I'm still optimistic and you're talking about I think this is going to be okay, it's not okay. It's not okay. And is it cyclical? Does it matter who's in office? Probably not. But at the same time, when you are in office, you have to do everything you can to make it easier for people. Yeah, right
but
now,
Mike, I was gonna
it's
say,
an S show. It is a big, fat S show out there.
I realize that you have invested in these...
Straight from the pages of the Wall Street Journal. It's an S show.
That was the headline this morning on the old gray lady.
Gas prices are going up all over the world. That is not a United States issue.
No.
That is an oil company issue.
The Virginia governor is going to postpone the tax. We're all going to get rich.
The Fed hikes its interest rate by 0.75, the highest rate yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes markets go down. That's what happens.
So, Mike, as a guy who has invested in crypto, do you yet truly understand what it is?
You know, I Great really question. Can't give you a straight answer on that, so I think I'm going to give you a cryptic answer.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
I like that.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
It made more sense than most other explanations.
Well, you got two factor, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my account, and I'm not bright enough to tell if that's what I was at the beginning or, but it was.
Mike, we've got a new name for it. It's cryptic currency.
Yeah.
Not crypto. Cryptic.
I'm down a lot. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's your boys, Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen TMOS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Michael Mara Show.
That's friggin' unbelievable.
TMOS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the All You Can Eat Kiss concert.
There you go. Fantastic, boys. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Backbone. Attention, gamers. Mm. Time to level up your gameplay with Backbone. Backbone transforms
Hell
your
yeah.
iPhone
yeah.
into a handheld console so you can play anytime just like my son did. Anywhere. Simply plug your iPhone into the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls as you play Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and App Store games. Going on a road trip?
The best.
And you want to sit in the back and you want Junior to be trouble-free for your entire ride or your entire ride. Let me just adjust that upper plate. No console, no problem.
Right.
Stream hundreds of games like FIFA, Halo, Minecraft. You can do it through cloud gaming services. If you have a PlayStation, Xbox, or PC, play games you own with Remote Play. or the Steam Link app. Experience for yourself what TechCrunch calls the closest we've ever seen to a portable Xbox. Mm. I've seen it. We have one. It works. Mm. Backbone brings games like Spider-Man, Madden, and Grand Theft Auto right to the iPhone. Go to playbackbone.com/TMOS now. Be like my son who is addicted to it. He's addicted to all games as well.
It's a great gift.
Yes.
Stop playing. He is right now. That's what he's doing. That's his summer. That's playing outside. That's what it became. Order your Backbone by June 30th and get free access to over 350 console games and perks, including a free month of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 1 month free of Apple Arcade, 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro. Is it Stadia Pro or Stadia Pro?
Stadia.
Stadia?
Yeah.
Stadia Pro, and 3 months free of Discord Nitro.
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 Find your next Stadia adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS.
Could you make your son game outside? Could you make him take his device outside? That way he's playing outside. Well, he can sit in the shade.
No.
Okay.
I can't, but thank you for that.
Just a thought.
Anyway, I have to talk about my new obsession. I have torn through. The last time I did this, I did it with House of Cards.
Okay.
Back pre, you know, Chester the Molester getting busted. And I guess recently this week, right, he's going before they're back filing charges.
The British
again
courts, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's done. But I am so obsessed with this show, Yellowstone. The writing, the acting, the situations, the naked cruelty, the tough guy, the cinematography of the Wild Wild West, which is
gorgeous.
Spectacular. The revenge plots that are just rampant through this. Kevin Costner at his Costneriest. It is absolutely perfection on screen. I don't know what I know I had to have checked this out when it first came out. And I looked for about 20 minutes and I bailed. I must have been in a weird frame of mind.
It happens.
I've watched every episode of this. And
4 seasons.
How many?
Soon to be a fifth. There will be a fifth. Mm-hmm. They're picking it up. And I am, I think I am 3 episodes away from finishing my binge. And
does that make you feel good or sad that you're going to run out of
it? It would make me sad if it was not a fifth season coming.
Okay.
Now, it's like part of the deal and something to look forward to.
Season 5, I think the first episode came out.
Now,
My
mom is a huge fan, and I asked her about it. She says, I don't know, it skews older. I don't know that you'd like it. So that's not the case?
No, not at all. No, it's got violence and sex. It's not pleasant.
It's not.
As a matter of fact, if you are someone who celebrates the human condition, I don't happen to be in that category, especially after coming. You want to talk about coming back from Disney and just sitting down and watching people be hateful and cruel to each other?
This is what I heard on a call with Mike. First call of vacation. I'm actually calling to call out of the Friday bonus show. Sorry,
right.
People. He's like, he's understanding. He's like, I can't believe you're sick again. And like, now Pony's sick. And, you know, we had that back and forth.
And then he said, do you want me to come in and do it with Rob?
No. He said he had just gotten home. And little Michael walks in and Mike's like, Michael, I'm watching Yellowstone. You can't watch this. Do not come
here. Wow. Wow. Really? Wow.
Mm. I don't share much with my wife because she has not joined the bandwagon. And it really hurts me when she doesn't, because I'd love to share something that I'm that into. But if I was sharing it with her, we'd be watching it up until Christmas, because she would not. She does not do binging. I binge. If I love it, I will cram as many as I can into, you know, up until sleepy time. That's when that's what I call my bedtime, sleepy time.
Yeah, it's sleepy time.
But I stopped tape. I brought Carla in. Not sure what episode it is in season 4.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of questions for Oscar, too, after that. My Yellowstone. And if you love the show, I hope you enjoy this. If you don't love it and you're not even aware of it, I apologize, but it's something you might want to check out. So I stopped and I said, Carla, you have to come in and see this. And it was the scene where one of the characters, Oscar, goes down to Texas. And they're going to make a man out of him on the ranch down there.
The bunny ranch.
And towards the middle of his stay at this particular ranch, he is required to report back to headquarters on the Big Texas Ranch, where the young lady vet instructs him to take care of a horse by getting this giant sleeve and putting it over the horse's
thing. I'm familiar with this. This is a procedure.
Did you see that scene,
I have not
Oscar?
Seen that episode.
Oh, you haven't caught up with that episode.
I haven't caught up.
All right. It's not a spoiler because there's much more to the plot than that, but that is a moment where I said, you've got to see this because it appears to be, if it was CGI, what a task that
would
have been.
If it was, I know what the C stands for.
It was unreal to watch it and to see
the
horsey.
The collection,
Just from the business end, the idea that a show like this, shot the way it's shot, can succeed at such a high level. Like the idea that Netflix lost out on this is heartbreaking. And the fact that Paramount continues to make it and it's got an audience score on both sides in the top, high 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, they make you care about the worst people, Rob.
Oh, okay. So I'm into
that. And since we're on that subject, if you happen to watch the show or if you're planning on doing it, I urge you to keep an eye out for M'lady, the greatest villainess that I believe has ever graced a television screen. This actress's name is Kelly Riley. She's an Irish girl. I think she's British, actually.
British
actress.
Okay, Mike.
As they all are. And no O in front of it.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Kelly Riley plays the daughter of Kevin Costner, Beth Dutton.
Mm-hmm.
And
shrewd.
I have to say this, Oscar. I would imagine if you have chosen acting as a profession, and you have said, and dramatic acting, not comedy.
Yeah.
And you have said to yourself, give me something with a little meat on the bone. I cannot think of a more blessed job to be able to play someone that evil and that phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
she looks like she could play evil. I'm looking at her now.
You're rooting for the villain. You find
if I can gush on this woman a little bit. This woman is not only one of the most brilliant actresses I have ever seen, but she is stunning in the most unique and amazing way where I can't take my eyes off her. She's phenomenal to watch on screen, and it's just, but she is so evil. When you're watching a TV show and a character utters a line where you go, whoa, that was a little harsh. That was way harsh, Ben. You didn't need to see this. You
already know that they have the side to them, but sometimes you're like,
oh, God, they are not a good bunch of people. They are a broken family. And I'll tell you, when it comes to Kevin Costner, I believe that he has created products throughout his career that cast a very, very interesting eye on an overlooked people, and that is Native Americans in this country. And it is fabulous to me that they address the issues of Native Americans that we've ignored them forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, is it accurate? I have no idea. Is it favorable? I have no idea. But I will tell you, to me, that there are subject matters that I never thought about on screen. And I think when you are a fan like I am of Dances with Wolves, you see the way here. Yeah, it's deep. It's deep. It's got a lot of issues going on, and it's wonderful. I lose myself in it. I just
this is quite a. I will look at it. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Like it. I think you'd like it.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be something, but it's something.
It's if your mom likes it, she's got exquisite.
Well, she said she likes the sex.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Oscar, one last thing. The scene where Beth Dutton walks outside and jumps into the little watering bucket that's out there. Did you see that
CGI.
Scene? That particular scene?
I had to rewind it just in case there was CGI. It was the
what is it, like a trough?
It's the real girl,
water
right?
Trough?
Yeah, it is. It's just...
It's the real girl walking away. Is that the real girl?
Yeah, I'm banking it is. I didn't do the research. I didn't take
a body
dive.
Double?
I just... You... This show gives you this... sex appeal,
yeah,
at the weirdest times.
Yep.
Oh, it confuses you.
But you're like,
can I ask you one question though?
Yes.
What's the deal with that guy that plays Jimmy? Why is he such a chick magnet? Well, explain that to
most
me.
People named Jimmy are
because he's mysterious.
Thank you.
I have to apologize. I'm sure my mom, because she's home right now, I'm sure she's watching or listening. I didn't mean that she liked the sex. She likes the cussing.
Oh, she likes the cussing.
Yes, that's what she likes.
A lot of that, too. Yeah, okay. A lot of that. Sex, cussing, violence. Amazing. Oh, by the way, Goodfellas-style violence.
Oh, wow.
Gratuitous violence. Mm. My favorite kind.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're going to immerse yourself in something, it's got every element that I love in a drama. It really does. It is spectacular. You know? I mean, really. Take the gun, leave the cannoli. No, take the cannoli, leave the gun. Whatever. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Soundtown right here.
And
Michael
now,
Harris.
Here is Walt Disney.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom.
The most magical asshole on earth.
Disney World is located Interstate 4 and Sunshine State Parkway.
Interstate 4. Arguably one of the worst roads in the United States. So be aware of that if you're going to be...
It's high traffic, low IQ.
They're a poop dip cone.
The most exciting assignment we've ever tackled at Walt Disney Production.
And you!
I hate inhaling.
You trying to get me sued? Are you trying to get me sued? Is that or is that Twitch and a model that are trying to get me sued? Is that what it is?
I don't
are you
it's
really?
A, it's just
I mean,
an opinion.
You put that. What are you playing that twice on the show every day now? Is that what it is?
That's
you know,
the second
I mean,
time it's
seriously,
total.
Control yourself. All right, it's just I'm worried. I still don't trust that behemoth of a corporation.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to come out, reach out, and get me. Burn that. Throw it away. And now I've said this, so people are going to pay extra attention. To it using Walt's voice so I can say asshole and all that. Are you trying to get, you know what? I'm trying to feed my families here. Rob, use your brain.
I like Route 4.
Welcome back. Thank you. This portion of the program brought to you by Legacy Box. Are your family's memories trapped on old, unwatchable camcorder tapes or film reels? Legacy Box is the solution and the best way to preserve your past. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service, and if you've got it, they can digitize it. Legacy Box can digitize 19 different types of media that they can digitize. They can digitize VHS tapes to Super 8 film.
Yes.
They can digitize all of your treasured moments. They can digitize by hand all of your wonderful things. They have a team of 200 trained digitizing technicians. Right here in the USA, and each kit includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments to be digitized. We've all used it. I converted actual film from the 1950s to a digital product. It looks amazing. Oscar and Rob digitized their videotapes before they disintegrated, and now they're safe forever because they're digitized from fire, water, and age decay. Legacy Box has been trusted by over a million families to preserve their heritage forever. Isn't it time to make sure your past sees the future? The Legacy Box Father's Day event is happening now. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Legacy Box is great for your family or as a gift for dad. That's legacybox.com/TMOS for 50% off. Legacybox.com/TMOS, everybody.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, you have connections to Boston and Massachusetts. I know you have relatives who live there. You're a big Red Sox fan. Have you ever heard of a suburb of Boston called Balearica?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it was very close to where my mom's assisted living facility was.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it was the same town. It was very, they were side by side.
There is a grocery chain in the area called Market Basket. And some of them are closing down in Balearica, which is not the story. The story is the fact that this radio coverage is maybe the most Massachusetts story you've ever heard. This actually aired on Boston News Radio.
For years, Billerica was like the capital of Market Basketchusetts. They had one on Boston Road.
Yeah, can you stop and start?
Boston
I'm going to have
Road.
You start it
okay,
again.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I knew it. I knew it, and I didn't correct it because I forgot it. It's Billerica.
Billerica, okay.
I think it's Billerica.
Forgive me then.
You know,
forgive
I think that's what it is. But I did the same thing, and then I was corrected on
okay,
it. So
right.
I think if you hear the reporter at the beginning, I think he says Billerica.
Okay, here
but,
we go.
But let's listen.
Let's take it from the front.
For years, Billerica was like the capital of Market Basketchusetts. They had one on Boston Road, another one on Boston Road, and also one on Boston Road. But now the one on Boston Road is closed as the landlord won't renew the lease.
I actually cried, and I cried walking down the aisles last week.
That's Peggy, a customer I found at the Market Basket on Boston Road.
So it felt like I lost a part of my family or something.
Maria's worried that all the customers from Boston Road will flood the location on Boston Road.
Well, that's going to make this one a heck of a lot busier, that's for sure.
And Carl's upset that he's going to have to start going to the one on Boston Road.
I don't like change. I told my kids that dinosaurs didn't become extinct by accident. They saw the future. They said, screw this, let's go to the top.
From the mechanical horse in front of Market Basket, Matt Shearer, WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
He was at the one. He was at the one on Boston Road.
Smart kid.
Yeah.
Smart kid right there. That was funny. I like that. Yeah. I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't believe it.
I don't like change.
Styrica.
I don't like change.
I hate it. I hate it. So really, it's a, so I got to go to one further up Boston Road.
All right.
Forget it.
Further.
Further.
Further. It's wicked fat.
Oh, you have to go so far now. You know, used to be a hop, skip, and a jump, and now I got to go up, you know, another 2 miles up Boston Road to buy my hamburger.
I mentioned to my brother, I said, I didn't, he goes, how do you like Boston? It's been years. And I said, I don't miss the New England disdain for everything.
Yeah.
Is there disdain or is it just the way they talk? Do they
2 years
really have
not going to Maine. What do you think?
Well, I suppose you're right. Let's move on, shall we?
Hi, everybody. You happy to see me? See you in another year.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's pronounced Bullerica. Anyway, if I say to you the name Winklevoss, do you remember who they are?
Yeah, the twins,
you
the
know
brothers.
What, Rob? I swear to God, I was going to text you this morning, but I knew you'd get it.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg stole Facebook from
me. Yeah.
Oscar, if you don't mind, Rob, may I?
Please,
may I set this up?
I wish
up?
You would.
Okay, so the Winklevoss twins.
Winklevi.
Winklevi.
Rarely does something deliver when it's advertised. The Winklevosses have a band.
Yes.
And Winklevosses band is, well, you'll hear it in a second.
Yeah. They chose to cover Journey, which is a mistake even if you're a good band.
Absolute insane mistake. Now, the one twin is the guitar player. He does a passable job. The lead vocal, who is the other twin?
Yes.
Well, let the music. Don't stop believing.
Right.
Listen to this, the Winklevoss.
Winklevi for Oscar.
Turn it up. Jesus,
this is depressing.
His depth.
Yeah.
Why do
also,
they have
he
a band?
Does he doesn't know a lot of the words. Some of them he knows.
Do we have the name of the band? Do we know what the name of the
I
band is?
I think it's the Winklevoss Brothers. I think that's it.
Oh no. You have to have some talent to get
here's
out.
The note. Horrible.
That's
and by the way, there are Journey tribute bands all over the country that are spectacular.
Some of them are better than Journey.
Oh, they make so much money, and that was just hysterical to hear them doing that. Idiots.
All the tribute bands eventually land at a place called Tally Ho in Leesburg. So if you ever want to see a tribute band,
the Tally Ho Dinner Theater.
They don't serve food. Mike, Metallica has made it so you can play like Metallica. This is sort of like one of those virtual classrooms, but they've released their own. Learn to play like Metallica. This is really a great. I don't know if I said this. I think I told my dad. I don't know if I told you. When I went to see Paul McCartney and I told Robert I was going, he says, "Oh, that's really cool, Dad. Does he have an album to promote or is it a money grab?"
Oh, no.
Money grab. Yeah.
And I said,
and then you held up your $50 program.
I said, "You can rent this for $10. It's a money grab. Well, here's Metallica's money grab. You can take a video course and learn to play like Metallica.
So, you want to play like Metallica? The best way to play like us is to play with us. In this musician course, you'll learn our most recognizable riffs.
You'll learn how to play Metallica songs the way we play them.
Nothing Else Matters, Fade to Black.
The real way to play Master of Puppets.
Enter Sandman.
The Unforgiven.
We're gonna play them together on Musician.
We had them as an advertiser at one point.
Really?
Musician, yes.
Are you ready? Get Musician and let's play.
No denying the fact they're a great band, but I guarantee you can take that video course 10 times. You're not going to sound like that. You know?
That's as bad as electric drums.
Oh, how are they working out?
What?
Oops. Oh. What? Well, hey, there, oh, they
there
are.
We go. There they yeah. are.
There he is.
Yeah, they look new.
Like, sort of like an older Jason
they
Bonham.
Look brand new still.
Yeah, like you haven't even hit it.
Time for Facebook Marketplace.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's some items. Here's some electric germs in your area. Why do they suck?
They're
What's the problem
good?
With them?
It's maybe tomorrow, I'll tell you.
Oh. Right.
Okay, I look forward to that.
They just
also,
do.
Tomorrow we can address how Oscar was told that his aunt is Gloria Estefan.
Oh, yeah.
We need oh, to, please my, remind
my,
me
my
of that.
Mother.
Okay?
I will.
Is that your last Soundtown thing?
No, I have one more thing.
One more thing.
I
Go
know it's
it.
Hot as blazes down there. It's been really yeah. hot up here as well.
Horrible.
So you might want to ask Alexa, hey, Alexa, how hot is it?
It's so hot I heard that Russia is now going to invade Iceland. It's so hot the January 6th committee is going to subpoena Ben and Jerry. It's
These
so
are good.
Hot Amber Heard got near Johnny Depp just so she could turn a cold shoulder. And it's so hot the Supreme Court is going to overturn an ice cream truck.
That's my favorite. Like, that's all funny. I got.
That's cool. That's good. That was fun. I enjoyed that. Thank you all for letting me vent a little bit about the whole bipartisan crapola. Tomorrow, please remind me about Oscar's mom. I want to talk about that. And what's the other thing we're going to talk about?
See, your drums?
Yeah, we also have Talking Heads.
No, Talking Heads on Friday now.
No,
I believe it's Monday.
I think it might be Tuesday, but I'm not
we'll
sure.
We'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, brutal, cruel, and all false.
I see dead.